As you can see, nothing's easy when Homer's around. Hey, I'm Blake. This is Homer. This is your tailgate talk. So he's a camera hog. Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to do something here. Oh wow, that probably didn't feel good. Buddy, I'm kind of busy. I love calving season. It's one of my favorite things. We don't really separate our bulls. So a lot of guys actually have a calving season where all their calves are born either in the fall or in the spring, and because they separate their bulls except during one time of the year. We don't do that. So we have calves born throughout the year. I may do that at some point in the future, but yeah, I hear you. But don't do that yet. But we do have calves predominantly born in certain times of the year. And right now seems to be a pretty busy time. In the spring seems to be a pretty busy time. It's just the way it works out. But I do love calving season. And I have a Red Angus that I've had for a while. She's kind of our sweetheart. And she has had a bit of a leg issue. Injured a nerve in her leg and whatever. So I've been waiting on her to calve to see if that gets better. She just had the prettiest little Red Angus calf ever. Oh, look, everybody's coming up. My studio audience. And this is a pretty little heifer. And it always excites me to have new calves. I mean, I guess the most exciting thing about that is just to watch them, because everything's new to them. I mean, everything's new. It's a whole new world to a calf. Everything is something they've never seen before. And it's just an exciting thing. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that when we come to Christ, that's the case with us. That old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. And, you know, for a long, long time, for years in my life, I just kind of thought, well, yeah, that's a new heart. You know, that's what that means. But, you know, what the term all things means is really all things. I mean, when we come to Christ, everything's new to us. We have a new lens that we see the world through. As followers of Jesus, everything is new to us once we come to Christ. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I use the illustration with our church family of like somebody that has really bad eyesight and they put on glasses for the first time and they can actually see clearly. I mean, that's what happens when we come to Jesus. We can see all things new for the first time in our existence. It's a beautiful thing. All things new. Listen, maybe you've never put your faith and trust in Christ before. Can I just invite you into this adventure, this journey of seeing things the way God intended them to be seen? By admitting your sinfulness to God, admitting your brokenness to God, and telling Him, you know that Jesus died for you, you know that He was buried for you, you know that He was resurrected from you, that you believe that, and asking Him to save you. Forgive that sin and welcome you into His family. Listen, God loves you. And He wants to forgive your sin and be your Savior and welcome you into His family. Listen, I want you to be my brother or sister in Christ. If you'd like more information about what that means, contact us through this LifeWord page so we can help you get started as a new follower of Jesus and get started on that journey of following Him. Listen, thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up the gator and drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here. And I hope you have a great week. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll see you next time.